Well, U.S. President Barack Obama is ending his fifth year in office, matching the worst public approval ratings of his presidency. A new poll shows that Obama's approval rating has hit a new record low. The poll conducted by ABC News and The Washington Post shows that just 43% of U.S. citizens currently approve of the president's job performance, down 11 points from this time last year. Now, the poll has put the U.S. president's disapproval rate at 55%, up from 42% last year. That's the highest unpopularity mark in Obama's presidency so far. Political analysts say the U.S. president's controversial health care law, known as Obamacare, and his weak national security strategies are some of the main reasons for his waning popularity. Crossing over to Washington, joined by Press TV's correspondent Colin Campbell. Colin, good to have you with us. Fill us in on the situation. It seems that his popularity is deteriorating rapidly. Let's look at some of the main causes behind it in the story I mentioned about Obamacare. What's the most controversial aspect of Obamacare, and why the reason why he's getting a lot of negative attention due to it?
Well, the main reason is because he said out of his own lips that people who had previous health care plans that they may have been comfortable with, that they may have had for years, could keep their plan even when the Affordable Care Act was in full motion, when it was actually ratified by the government and it was going to be implemented. And that began October 1st, where they started to collect people for the healthcare.gov website. What people started to find out is they couldn't keep their health care plans. And this was something that the president himself had to apologize for. This lost him major confidence points in the American public, where people just said, well, listen, our president plainly isn't telling us the truth. And he had to apologize over that. Then you had the botched rollout, October 1st, the healthcare.gov website. It was really a bad image for the Obama administration that was heading the Affordable Care Act and the website. No matter which department was in charge, whether it was the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Department of Health and Human Services, it doesn't matter which department really was in charge of making sure that website ran properly, everyone points to the White House and the Obama administration for passing this health care law. Once that botched rollout happened and people couldn't log in, people couldn't enroll in the program, that also lost points with the American public. Mm-hmm. So those are two major things. Not to mention, let's look at the economy. It still really hasn't picked up to the degree that many people thought it would when President Obama came into office. It has ticked up a little bit, but not enough to say that the U.S. has a very strong economy and a very robust economy that is developing quicker and quicker. That's really not the feeling that a lot of Americans are getting, not to mention the growing poverty rate in the country. So there is this overall feeling of malaise that a lot of things have not improved all that much since President Obama got into office, and that's why you're seeing a lot of these decreased poll numbers, a lot of these decreased approval numbers, not to mention what's going to happen with immigration. That seems to have stalled so far. The budget negotiations, a lot of people took away some points from President Obama for budget negotiations, although it seems like Republicans really took the brunt of the dissatisfaction there. And then if you look at President Obama's international policy, some of the more hawkish members of Congress, some of the more, warlike people among the American public wish that negotiations with Iran were going differently, wish that negotiations or the activities in Syria were going differently. So all of these things are contributing to President Obama's approval number decline.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for that update out of Washington. Press TV's correspondent,